Today we begin lesson 207 in Parshas Vayeshev. We'll be beginning Perek Lamed Tes, chapter 39. We'll be learning Psukim Aleph to Vav, 1 through 6. In the Simanim Tanakh, we'll be on the fourth page from the top of the line. We're at the fifth Aliyah Hamishi, and as you see in the Simanim Tanakh, it tells us the year again of Yosef's success is in the year of him being in Potiphar, is in the year 2216. That's the same year as the sale. The Yosef who rad mitzrayma vayiknehu Potiphar siris paro sarat habachim ish mitzri miyada ishmalim asher haridu shama. Vayihi arino yes Yosef vayish matzliach vayihi beveis Adonov ha-mitzri vayar Adonov ki Adonoi ito v'chol asher hu oseh Adonoi matzliach biyodo vayimtso Yosef chein beino vayishores oso vayif kidehu al beiso v'chol yesh lo nosan biyodo vayihi meyaz hifkid also beveso v'yal kol asher yeshlo vayivorech Adonai es beis ha-mitzri b'glal Yosef vayihi birkas Adonai b'chol asher yeshlo b'bayis uvasodem vayazov kol ashelo b'yad Yosef v'lo yada ito me'uma kimalech ha-masher hu ochel Vayehi Yosef Yefei Soar V'yefei Mareh. Let's take a look at the Pesukim inside. The Yosef, and now we go back. We interrupted the sale of Yosef with the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Now we go back to Yosef. The Yosef and Yosef Hurad was brought down Mitzroima to Mitzrayim. Vayiknehu Potiphar. And Potiphar purchased him. Who is Potiphar? Saris Paro, a chamberlain of Paro. Sar, the chief of Hatabachim, the slaughterers for Paro. Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man. He purchased him, Miyad, from the hands of Hayishmaelim, the Ishmaelim. And what did they do? Asher, which they, Horidu, they brought down Shama there. So Yosef is bought by Potiphar. That was all really repetition. We already knew that information, but because of the break with Yehuda and Tamar, we repeat that idea. Beis Vayehi, and it was Adonai, the all-merciful God, was S with Yosef. What does that mean? He was with him, and because of that, Vayehi, Ish, and the man was Yosef, Matzliach, successful. Vayihini was Beveis Adonav in the house of his master Hamitri, the Egyptian master. So it was successful. Now, was this noticed? Gimel, Vayar Adonav, as his master saw, key that Adonai Ito, the all-merciful God, was with him. What does that mean? That Yosef frequently would have Hashem's name on his lips. Yosef, whenever he had to do anything, he said, oh, I'll do it with Hashem's help, with Hashem's help. He was crediting Hashem with everything he did. And he sees that, number one. And he also sees, it's true, v'chol asher hu oseh, and all which he was doing, what Yosef was doing, Adonai matzliach, the all-merciful God, made successful b'yado in his hands. So the result of this, dalet, v'yimtza Yosef, and Yosef found chen, grace, be'enov, in his eyes, in Potiphar's eyes. And he elevated him from being a common servant to v'yishores oso. And now he, Yosef, served him. He elevated him as a personal servant. And he continued to elevate him till finally, Vayafkideu, and he appointed him al over Beso, his household. Vechol, and all, Yeshlo, which was to him, whatever Potiphar had, Nasan, he put Biado in Yosef's hands, in his hands. He put him in charge of the whole house. And what happens? Hey, Vayihin it was, Mayaz from then, that Hifki, that he appointed, or so him, Beveso, over his whole house, Val Kol Asher Yeshlo, and over all which there was to him, what was the result? Vayivorech Adonai, and the all-merciful God blessed, Es Beis HaMitzri, the house of the Egyptian, Biglal, because of Yosef, Vayehi, and it was the Birkas Adonai, the blessing of the merciful God was Bechol, in everything, Asher Yeshlo, which he had, which Potiphar had, Babayis, in his house, Ubasar, in the fields. So Yosef is the source of all these blessings, because Hashem is blessing Yosef because he's always with him. So he was so sure of Yosef's success, Vav, Vayaazov, and he left. Call all Asher Lo, which was to him. Everything that Potiphar had, he left it biyad, in the hands of Yosef. Velo yada, and he did not know, Potiphar did not know ito, about what was with him. Mi'uma, nothing. He didn't know anything. Meaning to say, he didn't pay attention to anything. The only thing that really concerned him, ki'im, except halechem, the bread. And the rabbi said that's a euphemism for his wife. Asher hu ochel, which he was eating. The only thing that concerned him was his wife. Everything else, he let Yosef be in charge of everything. Now that Yosef's getting a little bit successful, the Torah tells us, Vayihi Yosef, and Yosef was Yefas Toar, Yefas, handsome Toar features. He had handsome features. Vifas, and was beautiful, Mar'eh, in complexion. Meaning to say that once things were a little, the pressure was off Yosef, he began to eat a little better, drink a little better, curl his hair, look a little more beautiful, accentuate his beauty. And Hashem was not happy with that. Hashem said, your father is suffering, doesn't know what's happened to you, and you can make yourself indulgent a little bit? Well, since you ignored your father, I will now bring a test and will take all that away from you. And that's going to be coming up in the next couple of lessons. Let's go over the psukim one more time from Pasuk Aleph. V'Yosef hurad Mitzrayma v'yiknehu Potiphar saris paro sar ha-tabochim ish Mitzri miyad ha-yishmaelim asher horidu shama v'yihi Adonai es Yosef v'hi ish matzliach v'yihi beveis Adonov ha-Mitzri v'yar Adonov ki Adonai ito v'chol asher hu ose Adonai matzliach b'yodo. Vayimso Yosef chen beinav v'yisharis oso v'yaf kidehu al beiso v'chol yeshlo nosan biyodo v'yihi me'oz hivkid oso beveiso v'yal kol asher yeshlo v'yivarech Adonai es beis ha-mitzri biglal Yosef v'yihi birkas Adonai v'chol asher yeshlo b'bayis uv'asodeh Vayazov kol asher lo biyad Yosef v'yada ito meuma ki malechem asher hu ochel v'yihi Yosef yifei sohar v'yifei maren. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, targem hurad, was brought down. Le'efo huva Yosef kishenikmar. Where was Yosef brought down to when he was sold? He was brought down to Mitzrayim. Three, Mikana Yosef Kishil Mitzrayim. Who brought Yosef when he came to Mitzrayim? Potiphar. Four, Mahayot Tafkido Shal Potiphar. What was the job of Potiphar? He was the Sar HaTabachim, the chief of the butchers. Five, Mimikana Potiphar Es Yosef. Who did Potiphar purchase Yosef from? The Torah says the Yishmaelim. Six, targei matzliach. Matzliach means successful. Seven, haim Yosef yitzliach b'beis Potiphar. Was Yosef successful in the house of Potiphar? Yes. Eight, lama yitzliach Yosef b'beis shashol Potiphar. Why was Yosef successful in the house of Potiphar? Because Hashem was with him. Nine, eifo gar Yosef b'mitzrayim. Where did Yosef live in Mitzrayim? He lived in the house of his Egyptian master. 10. Mara o Potiphar Ros Yosef. What did Potiphar see regarding Yosef? That Hashem was with him, meaning to say Yosef always would mention Hashem's name on his lips. 11. Maivin Potiphar Kesibas Yosef Masliach Bavodoso. What did Potiphar understand as the reason for Yosef's success in his work? That Hashem was helping him. 12. Imotza Yosef Chein Bene Potiphar. Did Yosef find favor in the eyes of Potiphar? Yes. 13. Targem Vayishores. And he served, meaning he became a personal servant. 14. Ezavod and Asam Potiphar Li Yosef. What work did Potiphar gave Yosef. He elevated him to be his personal servant. 15, Targem Vayifkadeo. Vayifkadeo means, and he appointed him. 16, Amahifkid Potiphar as Yosef. What did Potiphar appoint Yosef over? Over his entire house and everything he owned. 17, Manason Potiphar Biyad Yosef. What did Yosef put, what did Potiphar put in the hands of Yosef? Everything he owned. 18, Targem Me'oz, from then. 19, Makarel and Nechasa Shal Potiphar. What happened to the possessions of Potiphar? They were blessed greatly. 20, Targem Biglau. Biglau means on account of or because of. 21, Lomani Sparach Beisr Shal Potiphar. Why was the house of Potiphar blessed? On account of Yosef. 22, Amachola HaBrocha Shal Hashem Al Potiphar. What was the blessing of Hashem resting on? Everything that he had in the house, Potiphar had in the house and in the field. 23, Targem Vayazov, and he left. 24, Targem Muma, nothing. 25, in Potiphar, Hishir HaKol B'yad Shal Yosef. Did Potiphar leave everything in Yosef's hands? Yes. 26, Malo Hishir Potiphar Yosef. What did Potiphar not leave in the hands of Yosef? His bread. What does that mean? It means his wife. 27, Lama lo hishir Potiphar salechem shu ochel biyad Yosef. Why did Potiphar not leave the bread that he was eating in the hands of Yosef? Because the bread was his wife, and he didn't want anybody else to have his wife. 28, Ketzad nira Yosef begufa. How did Yosef look physically? He was a yefei toar and a yefei mara. 29, ba'er yefei toar. Yefei toar means with handsome features. 30, ba'er yefei mara. It means beautiful in complexion. 31, Lama Hagid HaKasav Ketzad Nir Yosef Begufa. Why is the Torah telling us how Yosef looks? To show that Yosef was getting a little bit too indulgent in his physical pleasures, and in spite of the fact that his father was suffering, and therefore he is now set up to be punished / tested by the wife of Potiphar, which will take a lot of that which he has away from him. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and also review lessons 204, 205, and 206. Have a great day.